Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Welcome to this week's episode of Married with Movies. I'm one of your hosts, Samantha Mullet. Sitting next to me on the couch is your other host, my beautiful husband, Chris Mullet.
And we've been so sad to where we don't have songs related to the movies we're doing for the week and the beginning and end of the show because, I mean,
wow. Oh, it's like so iconic.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Like, super iconic.
I wouldn't even put the stingers in, just put that up. I might still do it. Fuck it. No, I'm kidding.
No.
It took me too much time and effort to get us unblocked
from where we were blocked. Yeah, exactly.
If you listen to last week's show, you know that it's still March 14th. We're rocking and rolling.
Glad Sam's, you know the date.
Sam's recovering from an illness. We're recovering from just a wild and crazy
just life.
Kind
it's already mid-March.
Yep.
It is now mid-March, sir.
And when you're hearing this, we are returning from a boat. A much-needed vacation and cruise, just the two of us. So we are getting ahead of ourselves again. And when we come back, we will have to watch the other two of these movies.
God.
We'll try to knock out maybe one Sunday night.
We don't need to push it.
Well, we do because, I mean, we've had such a great time doing it. So let's just get into it, because we have three movies to talk about. If you're new here, Samantha and I own 2,000 movies, and we talk about them every week, and we talk about our lives. And we have a lot of contests with one another, because we're competitive jerks. And
what?
One contest was our board game contest of 2023, where whoever won the most games at the end of the year got to select a film franchise that we own to watch for the show. I won, so I picked the Jackass film franchise, because you've been avoiding it like the plague.
My whole life.
Your entire life.
My whole life.
And what I believe is happening, I knew was going to happen this whole time, which we'll get to here in a second. So we will
don't
read
get too ahead of yourself.
The packages. I will read one and three. You will read two.
I shall.
And if you noticed earlier,
you're a fucking jerk.
What?
I just hate you.
What?
And your comments. Nobody's asking you for any of your commentary.
Well, the people at home are probably saying,
no, nobody cares what
you think. I want to hear what he thinks and has to say. So special edition, Jackass the movie, unrated. I guess I think all three of them have the warning. Do we have to read it?
No, we don't need to read the warning.
Are you sure? The reason I said it is because mine just has special features and a parental advisory and no copy on the back.
Yeah, but look at how much copy mine has.
Mine doesn't.
That's bullshit.
I will read it to be fair. So I'm reading something. Warning. The stunts in this movie were performed by professionals, so neither you nor your dumb buddy should attempt anything from this movie.
I think also they're all different, so we should read them.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess you're true. And then, it's just special features, parental advisory, explicit content, warning. This program is recommended for mature audiences only. It contains adult language and situations. And there's no copy on the back of this fucking box.
That's fucking.
The special features don't count, so that's one for me in the books. Yours has so much.
So rude.
And it's three full paragraphs. That is more paragraphs than half this cast has ever read out loud in their life.
That's so rude. I'm so upset.
There's so much on the front.
Oh my gosh. Jackass number 2, unrated. The movie with all the stuff we couldn't show in theaters.
Which we didn't watch.
We didn't watch that. Yeah. We just watched the
stuff. We did watch some of the bloopers, but.
Warning. The stunts in this movie were performed by professionals, so neither you nor your dumb little buddy should attempt anything from this movie. I guess it is the same.
They added a little here.
Okay. Slightly different.
Just for Wee Man.
Gosh, there's so much and it's so small. Twice as fearless, twice as hilarious, and twice as curious, Johnny Knoxville, Bam Margera, Steve-O, Chris Pontius, Wee Man, Ryan Dunn, rest in peace, Preston Lacey, Dave England, and Aaron McGahey.
That's one.
How do you say his name?
McGahey.
McGahey. Damn it.
Or McGahey. I think he says it They say it one way and he says it another.
You so didn't then you
get,
shouldn't.
Nope, you didn't get it right either way.
Tumble back onto the big screen with another round of ridiculous stunts, pranks, mischief, and other really bad ideas in Jackass number 2.
You know what also doesn't help is everything's lowercase.
It is. It's terrible punctuation here. Laugh yourself silly and gasp in disbelief as the guys launch their battered bodies into an onslaught of absurd situations and hopeful outcomes. What hopeful outcome? Whether it's Pontius laying his manhood on the line for a puppet show, Bam taking one for the team as he faces off butt first against a hot branding iron, or Knoxville's undercover and over-the-top pranks as a 90-year-old man, these guys know what it takes to lower the bar and up the ante in their quest for nonsensical fun. Like, it's not necessary to have sentences that...
Oh, yeah, I got the Criterion version right? of Jackass number 2.
An experience you will undoubtedly want to have again and again, Jackass number 2, unrated, tickles the primordial senses in the way...
What? Primordial.
Oh, primordial senses in the way that only truly great cinema can. It's just nonsense, though.
That's the best part.
And now watch the original uncut film with all the scenes you couldn't see in theaters and a bunch of unrated special features depicting the low moral caliber you've come to love and expect from these idiots. So strap in and prepare to experience Jackass number 2 the way it's meant to be, in all its uncensored glory. It's not necessary at all. I hope I hit you in the dick with that. Good.
Oh man, this was so worth it just for that.
That was, I'm so mad.
I was too. I'm gonna take this out because the Blockbuster sticker, because I got this from closing Blockbuster Video for on Blu-ray. It's the only Blu-ray I have. I think total. I think all the rest are just DVDs.
I mean, do you really need this in Blu-ray?
The Jackass 3, 100%.
Oh yeah, that's different. Okay.
Warning: the stunts in this movie were performed by professionals, so neither you nor your dumb little buddy should attempt anything from this movie. That's why they just left a little out on the first one. It's so little.
I know it is.
No, but it's compared to one paragraph.
Yeah.
Three times the laughs, three times the stupid, three times the pain. The Jackass guys are back for their wildest round of mischief and mayhem yet. You'll laugh till your bladder pops or your spleen spleens as Johnny Knoxville goes roller skating in a buffalo herd, Bam Margera barrels through a hallway of high-voltage stun guns, and Steve-O takes to the skies in a fully loaded porta-potty. So brace yourself for unbelievable and totally explicit stunts from the idiots you've come to know and love from a safe and sanitary distance. Outrageous insanity, says Elizabeth Weitzman, New York Daily News.
Bullshit.
Woo! That's 2 I gained up on you, so what's the score now?
21-16.
Ooh, you're in the 20s now. It's 25, right?
Yes.
Oh, man, you might have to watch this. This is just one movie, right? This isn't a franchise.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
it's
yes,
one
yes.
movie of my choice if I were to win again. So, So as I mentioned just a few moments ago,
and I hate your guts.
I've been trying to get you. There'll be nights when we're just like hanging out
with our family and, having ourselves a party.
Yes, and like you will lay in bed at night as I'm trying to sleep and watch ad nauseam on TikTok and Instagram and everything else videos of people falling, getting hurt, animals messing with them, like shaking the bed. And I'm
I'm trying not to wake you up.
And I'm like, Samantha, go to bed, number one. And then number two, when I want to put on Jackass clips, like, no, I refuse to watch it.
I don't want to see dicks. There's no dicks on Instagram. At least not my Instagram.
It has driven me nuts because I know you. And I knew this whole time that while, yes, there is stuff that is, to put it lightly, sophomoric and crass and disgusting and perverted in these movies.
Uh-huh.
At its core, this franchise
is... just a bunch of guys swinging dicks.
Is a bunch of guys hitting each other in the penis and injuring each other for our amusement.
Yeah.
And I knew
I didn't want to have to watch it because I've lived it the last 17 years of my fucking life. You think?
Yeah, but these guys are why... These guys are
like, why y'all did this? These guys are why I have the most brilliant daughter in the world?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Y'all are the sophomoric ones.
No. Yeah, these are the professionals.
Yeah.
We're the dumb little idiots the boss is talking about. Yeah. We are... I'm trying to do the right comparison. We are a AA baseball team, and this is the New York Yankees. Because they have a budget, and this is also what they do. Also, some of them are actually kind of good on, like, skateboards and things that makes it right. look, I don't even remember a life without Jackass. You figure it started, the first movie came out in 2001?
Well, and the show was on way before that.
That's what I'm saying, the first, well, but not that long. This came out in 2002. I think the show debuted in 2000 or 2001. And maybe 99, but I don't think it was that early. And so you figure...
It started October 2000 and August 2001.
Yeah, with the first two, like, seasons of it. So, you know, what's... I'm 12, 13, 14? Like, there's nothing funnier at the time than, like, my bodily fluids and fucking pain.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and as you've seen, and we're going to get to each movie, and really talking about these movies, there's no way to analyze. There is a little bit of, as my notes have, I tried to cap, I have all, so many notes.
I have so many, too.
Well, I tried to, like, write something for each skit. I tried to write down all of the
skits and
also, I want to try to come up with a definitive, like, top 10 Jackass movie sketch list.
Oh, sure.
Throughout this project, but... You can tell from the first movie to the third movie, the growth, not just in the quality, but in also, like, you grow up with them, quote unquote, and there's an undeniable, unmistakable, heartwarming camaraderie and brotherhood amongst these guys that just... Like wears I've said. You down.
Like I've said.
Oh, no, I'm still talking about us. I'm still talking about
like
the,
I've said.
The Potswoggle guys.
Y'all so, endeared me to you.
So I knew that it was going to be rough sailing to go, but at a certain point, I was going to get you. Do I have
fucking
you now?
Jack off.
Do I have you now?
It depends. It depends on the skit. You show me volcano poop. Absolutely not.
All right, so here's the thing. So volcano poop is hilarious.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting, yes, but it's clever. It's a big
clever?
Difference.
It's not fucking clever.
There's a big difference between the first movie, he just goes and takes a shit in a toilet in a store. In the third movie, they paint his ass like a hill. He has to be upside down, and they close in a 3D camera... Shoot his asshole volcano
I
to
saw.
Where the guy in the back, Lance Bangs, throws up all over his camera again.
Yep.
That's evolution is what that is.
I'm sure.
Have you enjoyed the journey and the trip so far? You said there's one thing about that, but the other thing is what?
No. It's funny. I'll admit, it's funny.
Thank you.
I can't wait to start pulling those pranks on you when Jillian's a little bit bigger.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Yes. No. Because what is mine and Jillian's favorite thing?
So, because you pain. Say
yes, exactly.
Me getting in the penis.
Exactly. And we like to watch funny videos. I don't just watch them in bed. I often send them to you or save them so we can watch them with Jillian. Because Jillian and I love watching funny videos.
Yes.
And so I think marrying the two is the way to go. And we're going to start doing some Jackass shit to you, bud.
This is basically just R-rated candid camera half the time.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
absolutely.
Which is
absolutely.
What, like, which is, I should have said that to you from, like, the get-go, and, like, I would have had you on board, but...
But that is just
this,
dumb.
This also is, like, not emotional to me, but fucking, the look on your face and your realization that I didn't realize you never knew what this is where nutball came from.
Never knew this is where nutball
just,
came from.
You just
from.
Thought, so nutball.
I thought that y'all were dumb enough
no,
to
just
start throwing shoes at each other's nuts. And we were 2021. I was
so
like, okay.
At parties in college, I would challenge guys to play nutball with me. Nutball's not in the Jackass movies. Nutball was on an episode of the show where the Jackass cast is in just tighty whiteys. And they are sitting across the room from another, and they're throwing sandals. I think at one point they start throwing, it wasn't a brick, but it was like a croquet ball, like things like that nature. And whoever, like, falls or, like,
flinches
gives up, flinches, loses. And for whatever reason,
you're
when
real,
I was younger, I had the
good.
Dick of Hercules.
Hercules
and
dick.
I went, Hercules dick, Hercules dick. It got to the point where people would not play me in it because it would just end in misery for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And this
you
went
were
on
the
for years.
Champion.
For years. And I said to people, I was like, look, I'm going to keep asking until someone fucking beats me in it because I don't think it'd be fucking done. And finally, shout out to Robert Colomberti. He finally, one night, I think it was in, I forget whose house that was. Somebody's garage. I forgot whose house was that.
Was that his house?
Oh, it was his house. That was his place, yeah.
It was his place.
Because that was the garage where Vito would eat dog biscuits out of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was Robert.
Robert just got the right shot, and I went down, and I haven't played since. But we've made the joke that had I not played all that nutball, because obviously I'm still taking shots. I was also a good aim, too. Like,
yeah, you were a good aim.
I was
you
like,
got the bounce right. Like,
well, no, I wouldn't. No,
that sand would come up, and it would hit.
Let me talk 90 seconds about the nutball. It's not about the bounce. It's about the direct shot. I knew how to take a sandal. Specifically, we play with mine. I'm size 13 shoe.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
These are also, these are reef sandals.
Yeah,
so they have a little
hard bit
of weight to them because they have a fucking bottle opener to the bottom of them. A reef sandal, and I just knew how to, I'm a decent basketball player, how to flick my wrist, get the perfect rotation, and you get just the edge of the shoe right in the dick. And you get a little bit of the balls, too. Like, you're done. People would always either underthrow it and try to, like, bounce, and like, it wouldn't matter.
It would
or
hit, like, your belly.
It would kind of hit my belly or, like, my pelvic area. And even on the rare occasions I did get got, I'd be like, okay. And I was just strong about it. But for me...
He's a man up.
But for me...
And like, it's not like...
And it also depends who it was. Like, if it was, like, Rich or Robert there, like, I would throw it and I'd, like, let him, you know, linger a little while and be fine. If it was Scott across the room, I'm taking his nuts out right away
for
benefit of humankind.
But also I have
see what happened
to
his kid.
I feel like I have to make it clear on the show. It's not... It's also not like there wasn't anything that people were aiming for. You know, you're rather well endowed. I mean, you have a size 13 shoe. You're 6 foot.
I'm 6 foot two.
Two,
yes.
You know, like.
Yes.
Just want to make it clear.
My dick is strong. But what I was getting at was, if it weren't for all of that, we would have had the dumbest kid of all time.
They killed
all those games of nutball.
They killed all the best.
Provided me the best daughter in the world. So for that, I owe Jackass a world of
forever
and
debt. Forever and debt.
Almost an endowment. A world of debt. So let's start with Jackass the movie, which, in my opinion, is undoubtedly the worst one of the entire franchise.
Especially going into it new, I think...
As the first, like, 20, 30 minutes, like, the first thing I wrote down was 5 seconds in, she's already trying to ruin this. Because I forget what you said. You said something and you were making comments. I'm like, shut up and watch the movie. And then...
I was
like,
probably saying something about... Because the first sketch is the rental car.
Well, no, not the first sketch... But the movies always have the elaborate openings, which, in my opinion,
what a bunch of jackals.
It's my least favorite part of every movie, and I get they have to do something, but like especially this one, it's just them in an oversized shopping cart, like punching each other and being childish, and it never really kind of works for me.
Yeah, but that's the first introduction I had, so you could see why.
Right, and
I
then
had
it gets in, and then it gets into the rental car demolition derby. And it's like, look how shitty the fucking camera is. Like, it's not particularly funny. It's just
kind of
like mean-spirited.
Yeah, and I'm kind of uncomfortable
so,
with it.
So, the first one, and less to an extent the second one. I thought the second one was more like this. But the first one really is. They were definitely young and brasher and just thought that, like, being mean or being, like, inappropriate was funny enough. And there's not, like, you can't deny that the evolution of the sketches and the bits from 2 to 3, there is, you know, like, you see, like, them actually working and mapping out, like, how the sketches would work and, like, how the stunts will, like, succeed and whatnot. In this one, I feel like there's none of that. It's just, let's just run in a store, let's just do this and be fucking assholes. And that's why I think where a lot of the stigma comes in is if people don't give it the shot past then, like, yeah, you're right. It's not fucking great. It's not a fucking strong start.
Just boys are just dumb.
Right.
It's just them being dumb.
Yeah. But then a guy's riding on a skateboard down a bowling lane, and he gets a bowling ball to the nuts. I'm like, okay, we're good. Everything's going to be fine here. I just love...
I do like Knoxville's improv, though, in this. So, like, in the rental car one, like, it just keeps escalating. He's like... I returned with a full tank of gas, so I was like, okay.
So,
all right.
Something
that, I appreciate a joke like that.
Something that
like,
doesn't get enough credit is how quick-witted a lot of the guys are, particularly Knoxville and Ryan Dunn. They are, like, legitimately just, well, like, funny, well-timed guys. Pontius, you can fit in there as well, but Pontius tries too hard.
When Pontius hits,
Pontius hits. But in some movies, I have Pontius on my LVP list for one of them because, like, he just doesn't really do much, and like all of his like little like bits,
yeah,
it just don't work.
I mean, you know, but you know what we're gonna be doing at the end of this series, right? We're gonna be ranking,
power ranking all of them,
and comparing them to all of you. You know that, yeah, right?
Oh, but to me, sure.
Yeah. No, to our boys.
Oh, absolutely. I think we've done that before. Like, have the we? Boys have, oh, and I don't remember who was who, but
I'll be the judge of that, apparently.
Man, my notes are so... I just have a note that just says Gooch hair with a...
I said Gooch, too. I said, this dude just pulling down his pants, pulling out his Gooch. This other one whipping out his balls. What the fuck? Boys are dumb.
Oh, yeah, we're... I don't know, because like, I think here's what it is inherently. Like, the penis is the stupidest thing that's ever, like, it
who
is
are you telling?
The ugliest, stupidest organ that could you ever come up with. And it is vital to birth. It feels great. Well, in one way. I don't know about the other. And, I don't know why I paused there. And, like... Like, guys recognize it. Like, it's so fucking dumb. It's so stupid.
And it's so sensitive, too. Yes. It's like...
Yes.
What a big wimp.
And so it's at the crux of this movie, this primitive-ass movie, because in the second movie, and of course, especially the third one, because the third one was at the height of 3D post-Avatar, yeah, they have, and we'll get there when we get there, like, a legitimate professional camera where everything looks great. And this one, they just have the same-ass little fucking... It's like the Prince Sapelso sketch. They just got the same damn camera they had on that they were doing the show.
Yeah.
And when they pitched the movie to Knoxville, Knoxville's like, why? Like, I don't get it. Like, so we're going to write a script? And I was like, no. We just do what we can't do on TV. We can do in the movies because it's uncensored. And he's like, oh, okay. So they didn't put any other thought behind just that.
They just did.
They're just like, okay, we'll just do things that normally would get bleeped out or censored. And of course, they still had to go through fucking hurdles and stuff.
Sure.
To not be NC-17 for every single one. But like, they didn't think of like, oh, how can we make this look better?
Right.
Then you have stuff like the golf carts within like...
Oh my god.
Each movie has a couple like serious moments where like, oh god, we killed Johnny Knoxville.
But you know what? At least they have a medic on set.
Oh, sure.
Well, look. Do y'all ever have a medic?
Oh, we had Lauren.
Exactly.
It's a miracle nobody died. This one has a lot of Japan stuff.
Yeah, this like, is a lot of Japan.
And a lot of it doesn't work because, again,
and
it's just...
a lot of alligator stuff.
Yes, the alligators, and the alligator stuff is fucking crazy.
It's wild.
Fucking walking a tightrope over alligators. No
yeah,
fucking...
Yeah, yeah,
I have a lot
that
where
alligator
I'm like,
biting,
nope.
I'm going to have that alligator... We're going to go to Gatorland. I'm going to put it on your nipple.
I'm okay. The Japanese stuff hasn't aged well, obviously, because a lot of it, I don't want to say they're, like, out and out disrespectful, but a lot of it is, ha ha hee hee, look at us crazy Americans and how we can make the Japanese people uncomfortable. Yeah. And a lot of it just isn't funny. Like, Party Boy isn't really funny anymore to me. Just like, and this is going to sound weird because next week we're going to have a whole movie based around it. I think the biggest swing and miss stuff in all three of these movies is the old people stuff. There's a couple, like, funny, quick moments, but every movie has to have at least 2, 3, 4 moments of, like, old people makeup and fucking saggy titties and old balls and...
The first time, it was, for me at least, not expected.
No.
Like, Spike Jonze turns around and you got this titty hanging out.
And I'm a slut! Which is funny.
Right. But then it just... kept going, was not as interesting...
Yeah, they
and I did not like the escalation, like what happened in the third movie.
I think it's the second movie you're talking about. Yeah,
with
that's
the making out.
That's probably my least favorite skit in like all of them. The interactions he's able to pull out of the guy, and again, his improv is funny, but it's like just a bit overall, maybe scratch that one.
Crazy,
and that's why it's shocking that I think I've only seen Bad Grandpa once. So I'm curious to see because Bad Grandpa. Not to spoil it, is kind of like a fusion of what I was just talking about with, like, there is a story to it. Like, there is a script to it, but it's more, again, like, candid camera, them in public with people. Like, in their interactions to, like, what's going on around the story with them. And it works really well, in my opinion. But in these movies, it doesn't. Then we get to the shitting. All I have is there is the shitting.
The introduction in the movie to Bam and his parents.
So
First of all, what do his parents do?
I don't know.
because they live in a nice ass house.
Well, Bam Margera was a successful, to a certain extent, professional skateboarder.
Sure.
Like back, like that culture, not that I'm, you know, good with it, but back then between this and the Tony Hawk video games, you know, it was one of the most popular things in culture at the time.
All right.
And if you get like a sponsorship or a deal, like they throw fucking buku money at you just to fucking put your logo on there. And for him having, you know, this? Big movies. And then also, once Jackass wound up, remember, he went straight into Viva La Bam. And that was just as big as Jackass for several years.
Yeah.
Phil Margera was a baker.
All right. Keep baking that.
That makes sense. And then April Margera was a... doesn't say... I think she might have just been a homemaker.
Cool.
But, so, again, I'm going to have a different opinion than you probably because the show, like, every episode, you had Bam just, like, running in and punching his dad while he was taking a shit and, like, fucking making his life a living hell. And that was kind of like the MTV culture at the time, right? Is you had that, you had Tom Green doing shit to his parents, like, ha ha hee hee. You know, like, making your parents' life a living hell is funny, and it was funny, but, again, it has a shelf life.
Sure.
And it gets a little old, even in, it got, to me, at this point, it got old by now. The bit where, you know, the fireworks and the room, and then the fireworks and the van, it's fine, but it's not, like, hilarious or anything.
I would have been so mad.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
And then we get.
It's just Dave shitting in the toilet in the public, right? Shitting his pants first.
Shitting himself in the car.
Yes.
And then in the store. Ugh. And then, yeah. Then just.
And then
riot
begins,
control test.
Well, then begins the. Then begins what you'll find over the course, especially in the fifth movie, the ballad of ruining Aaron's life. Aaron, I think. Besides Johnny, because Johnny volunteers for it, Aaron gets it the worst because they're just mean to Aaron permanently. Like, and he's talked about it in interviews too. Like, he at a certain point felt like, where does it begin and where does it end? With like, I get being like the butt of the jokes a lot of the times, and like never really, you know, getting it. But like, he was almost done and out for a lot of it because like, he's like, it gets old, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, that's same, I mean, you see what happens in the second movie. And this one, like, him, like, dressed up like fucking Mickey Mouse and going through a room of mouse traps is, like, ugh. And then there's, like, throwing them on him and everything. And then you get Bungee Wedgie, which variations of that will exist throughout the movie. And then, yeah, Riot Test is the first one. I was like, yeah, no thanks. Like, not that I would have done anything at this point, but when you got something where it's, like, if I'm off by a centimeter, you could die. No. I'm good. No fucking thank you. That's why I think... It's so hard. I feel like as we're going through, we should talk about MVP and LVP. I think for the first movie, Knoxville's probably going to be my MVP.
Yeah.
Because he's the captain of the fucking ship.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. No, you're wrong.
Absolutely. I have two other people it could be, but it'd be at the end of the movie. You're going to say the doctor?
The x-ray doctor.
I put
absolutely
honorable mention to the doctor.
Nah, he's the MVP.
Un carito. Yeah, you probably need to put it up here.
Yeah.
You don't tell your boyfriend, don't tell your girlfriend.
Don't
he knows already. That's enough.
That's too much.
I love the doctor.
He's absolutely the MVP.
He's an honorable mention. But Knoxville, like, I don't think at this point he had started to do, like, other... Oh, maybe, like, did Men in Black 3 or Men in Black 2 already come out? It would have been around this time. Like, he's becoming, like, a fucking regular movie star.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to do this, but he does... And he does the craziest stuff, and to your point, he's fucking funny, and, like, the best line in the franchise, we'll get to here in a minute, in my opinion. Well, there's two of them, in my opinion, but one of them is his. But the Riot Test, like, no. Like, I think you have a say, and you're saying yes, so don't do it.
Yeah.
Then you get some Wee Man stuff. Wee Man stuff's always pretty silly, just him in a big-ass cone, you know?
Just running around in a cone.
Yeah, just him and a cone is good. Like I said, there's probably too much Japan stuff. But there is a point where, like, when they're dressed up like in furry costumes on skates rolling around or whatever, like when they're in the crowds and stuff, the people do kind of get into it because, I mean, let's be frank here, that culture is weird where you can just go to a fucking vending machine and buy like used panties.
Sure.
Like, you know, go for it. But then Japan also gets weird because
there's just so much vomiting.
And well, Steve-O has to snort wasabi.
Has to.
Yeah. I think it's the third movie, his first bit, which I just love the framing of it. It's the T-ball sketch where it's just him in his underwear and then Dunn and a T, and you see how it's lined up, and he's like, I'm, oh, fuck. And he's like, why do I have to be Steve-O? It's just another great line. But, yeah, I mean, the first two movies are hard because Steve-O's going through, you know, his demons. And I don't know how he's, like, him and Bam are the old, well, obviously, Ryan's, okay, maybe there is more than I thought. Because you figure they've all had copious amounts of injuries, and obviously they're riding high, so they all are, you know, doing some things. But the only people who really got serious was Steve-O, obviously, had multiple interventions, multiple, you know, TV shows about his life.
Yeah.
He's been clean now for, 10, 11, 12 years, and he's got a successful podcast, he still tours, like, Steve-O's, you know, on the up and up. Ryan Dunn.
Rest in peace.
Died with, like, crashing his car because he was driving, like, 200 miles an hour, and he was fucking drunk as shit. And then Bam is still currently going through it, and yeah. The reason why he's not in forever, except for in the background of one thing they couldn't edit him out of, which we'll see. But besides that, like, everything they do, that's okay. I mean, they all seem to, you know, by the time we get to 5, some of them look pretty rough, but they seem to be healthy and happy.
Sure. That's also what aging does to you.
Oh, trust me. Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah, look at me.
Yeah, I do. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day, babe.
But yeah, snorting wasabi.
That's...
So here's what I'm going to do. At the end of this... So up to this point, I want to do this. Up to this point, if you had to do one of the things in this movie, what would you have done so far? No, you have to pick something. No,
I'm not doing any of these.
Oh, fine. Be unfun.
What tour would you do?
Up to this point?
Yeah. Put the chicken up your butt?
There's no chicken in the butt yet.
Yeah, for the alligator tightrope.
No, I'm not fucking with alligators. I'll do the demolition derby thing. Like, I'll do that. I'll get hit by a car in another car. In a controlled environment. Then we get to teasing about Bama's mom cursing, which I don't think it's teased long enough. Like, that should be like one of the first things in the movie. And then we should have ruled a three'd it and like finally build up to, because I feel like it happens with the alligator, you know, 10, 15 minutes after he says, I'm going to get my mom to curse.
There was a fucking alligator in this house. What would you do?
There's an alligator in this house? Yeah. I believe. I just leave the house, call animal control and be like, yeah, there's an alligator in my house. I can't be in it. Take care of that for me, please.
What was, if it was in your room?
My toy room?
Yeah.
I'd say this is my new toy. It's an alligator. Try not to eat anything, Loki. Thanks. Knoxville grinding the rail. He almost makes the whole damn thing, and it's great.
Man.
The same thing is, I don't know what it is. Knoxville has, like, this magic about him. Every bit of his he does, he always gets, like, the gnarliest footage in terms of the fall, how, like, close it is to what they're trying to do, or how he pulls it off. Like, there's just something about him that, like, there's no way. He doesn't know how to ride a fucking skateboard. He makes it to the fucking bottom one way or another.
Yeah. He's lucky.
So I think the thing that's too far for me in this movie by far...
Paper cuts
is like, nope. I literally, my toes just curled just saying it and thinking about
paper
it.
Cut.
Is fucking the webbing of your hands and your toes and your, like, the corners of your mouth. Like, I've probably not gotten a paper cut.
God forbid.
In like 20 years.
That's not true.
I
you don't? I get paper cuts all the time.
I'm careful around fucking paper. It's just because I hate them that much. And I think probably part of it's because of this. No, paper cuts, I can't. Because that's too real. Like, in a realistic situation, I'm not going to be tightroping over an alligator. So, like, I'm already desensitized to it in terms of, like, an expectation. You're
running a piece of paper between your toes. Like,
I could be running and Jillian could be, like, playing with, like, paper and I could kick a piece of paper. I cut my toe in a Coke can in the Walmart parking lot that, and that sucked. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, weak toes.
Barry Windham. Sweaty fat fucks. Cute. I'm more for fat suits than old people stuff. Let's just put it that way.
Butterbean.
Butterbean is a top candidate. Okay. Butterbean. I'm going to make a bottom list here, a separate list.
But
I just want to say Knoxville. He did. He held his own.
Oh yeah.
Against Butterbean. He did better than some others.
Than professional boxing. He did better than Bart Gunn at WrestleMania 15. I meant to show you that. I'll show you after we're done here. Oh, Butterbean knocking out Bart Gunn and ending this poor guy's career.
Is Butterbean in any of the other Jackasses? Good. I don't need to see any more Butterbean.
I just want to look at Butterbean. Shout out to Butterbean. He's DDP hooked him up, and Butterbean can, like, walk again. Because obviously that frame hasn't aged well. But Butterbean's doing okay now. Yeah, the Butterbean boxing in the department store is absolutely a top contender. Is Butterbean okay?
Is Butterbean okay?
That is, he is fully concussed with a gaping gash in his head. And he has the presence of mind to say, is Butterbean okay? It fucking boggles my mind every time. Because he gets knocked out to the point where he is snoring in the jewelry department of the store.
Absolutely.
And he is still fucking crushing it. So, yeah, so Butterbean I've added to the list. And at any point, if you feel like any of these deserve top contendership, let me know.
Or bottom, like the sea cucumbers. Oh. When the boy is just jacking off the sea cucumbers.
The Wild Boys. That was another one. I forgot. Steve O'Pawnee said Wild Boys, which was also big. Probably not as big as Viva La Bam, but still pretty popular. I didn't write that down. I was only focusing on the best, because I knew you would tackle the worst. So
yeah.
But at this point, I have to point out, the camera work is really great. I think that's why I wrote it. Because, you know, they're underwater watching these guys jerk fish off. And, you know, they capture it well.
Okay.
This might be the best sentence I've ever written in my entire life.
Tell me.
A firework shooting out of a butthole is hilarious. It's undisputable.
I don't know. I never thought that we were super responsible. I mean, I knew I was responsible. I never thought y'all were so responsible.
Until
I watched these.
Like, we never did that.
Y'all never put a firework up Augie's ass.
Yep.
And I'm so disappointed that it never happened. But I'm also so proud that you guys didn't mess around with that. Y'all could have lost an asshole.
I think you can lose an asshole. You can, like, burn it, scar it.
No, you could lose it.
How do you lose your asshole?
Enough scar tissue on there that nothing could come out.
Oh, no. One man imagine? Human centipede.
Yeah.
The other one that's like, so the yellow snow cone is a bottom. Like, that's just inexcusable.
Have you ever done that?
Absolutely not.
I don't know. I've never been around snow like that.
No. I just gag.
But you know what? Your pee is sterile.
It doesn't matter.
Sterile, sterile.
You know what's not? You know what might not be sterile? The puke that you then eat that was made up of your piss. Like that whole, that's probably my least favorite of all time. And that's 100% is like the negative reputation of the show is fucking just pissing on a snow cone, eating it and puking and then eating the fucking puke. Like that's like John Waters at his worst. Like, and again, who's getting it done to him? Aaron, it's fucking terrible. I hate that segment.
No, was that England?
No, that was Aaron. That's Aaron. Because again, they're yelling at him like, oh, come on, don't puke. It's like, he's eating his piss and his puke. Leave him alone. But then we bounce back with golf course air horn, which is very funny.
I would be.
Oh, they're the perfect targets because they're rich old white men that are going to get pissed about fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, of course, we have the final bit, which is the butt x-ray. And I forgot one in the middle. So my other MVP candidate is Ryan Dunn for this movie. Because not only does he do the car in the ass at the end of the movie, he also takes on the kickboxing woman earlier in the movie we missed. He gets his ass fucking beat the fuck up by
a girl
champion. It doesn't matter. If I were in there with that professional kickboxer, I would do just as bad, if not worse.
Well, yeah. Why are you saying it like you're some kind of renowned you're saying by a girl. Fighter? Like,
I separate the sexes in this case because that is a trained professional fucking badass. So, and he gets ruined in that. And again, he's funny throughout. But the car in the ass to me is an all-time top contender because of...
I just don't like watching him do it.
Oh, yeah, we didn't...
Get
well, like,
ready?
The look on your face. I need to watch the them getting it out.
Oh, that was also gross.
Which, but you know what, by the way, fuck science and medicine because the doctor said he won't be able to poop it out. What does he do? He poops it out.
Yeah, but...
He gets it done.
Yeah, but he never pooped right since.
Well, but he's dead now,
well,
so...
Well, I know.
Gosh. It's... The final skit of each movie really does is a really good swan song for each. Because also I like they kind of feel it and know it too, so they give a little bit more to it. So they have Steve-O being like, yeah, I talked to my dad. I can just sense the disappointment in his voice. So I can't do this one.
So funny.
And then like the payoff, like you're like it's funny. But then, like, just the moment that nurse holding that x-ray up, she's just
that's
looking.
That's a part of you.
Just,
that's extra.
Just looking at the car in his ass through the x-ray is just so fucking funny. Like we talked about, the doctor and everyone just, like, giddiness around it is... Shout out to that doctor. If he's still in practice, good for you, man. Because he could have been really bad and really judgmental about it. But he was honestly worried for him, gave him solid advice.
He was.
And wanted him to be okay. He was a good guy. And then the ending for this movie, all the other movies have this big, elaborate ending. This one, they tried to do this massive Rube Goldberg machine, which you kind of see throughout the credits, and it was, like, totally fucked. So they literally just did whatever the final bit is and went straight to the patron saint of Jackass movies, Rip Taylor. Unfortunately, that we won't be talking about Rip next week, because Rip is not going to be in the next two movies. Rip is gone. And then the credit bloopers are always fun because you get extra stuff. It's like a little quick,
little,
you know,
surprise.
Hodgepodge, you know, back and forth.
Yep.
The post-credit stuff, though, to me is unnecessary. It's funny, like the ha-ha of Steve-O's going to outlive them all. But, again, it's more reliance on old makeup and, you know, just explosions and effects. Again, I think they have another,
yeah.
They had a different closing to it that didn't necessarily work. But, yeah, that's Jackass the movie. So we're going to go with Knoxville for MVP for the first one?
Yeah, I think
over
so.
Over Ryan Dunn?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you have for LVP here?
In this movie, I just really... And it might be because he's the butt of the jokes, but Aaron, not my cup of tea. Aaron and England, maybe, but that just could be because of the pooping on
I have
himself.
England because I've never really been a fan and he really doesn't do much in this movie. Just like
yeah.
I also have Preston in this movie.
I said the fat one.
We did Samantha, he has a
what?
Name.
I didn't know it at the time because he didn't do anything. I had referred him by name in my other notes.
Preston literally, I don't think we talked about Preston at all in this movie. He literally does nothing in this movie.
Well, no, he's like sweaty fat, sweaty...
No, those are the people they put in fat suits.
Oh, yeah. They didn't even use him for the fat thing.
No, because that's not funny, because it's just him falling on things. Oh, like, I think he sits on a bench and, like, his asshole, it, like, he rips his pants and his butt crack's hanging out.
Cool.
So, like, Preston, like,
all
literally is a no-show in this. The other person, who I'll probably mention in other movies as well, just because he annoys the fuck out of me, is Loomis, who is not officially in the cast, and I think he's just some random guy in some band, and
he's
just...
He's in the crew.
No, he's like he's not part of the crew. He's just somebody's friend that just always manages to make his way into skits and stuff. It's really bad in the third one, where like he's in like 7 or 8 bits, and like he never gets his name shown or anything, and he just seems like kind of a hanger-on and trying to like be there, and it's like, you're not in the group. Get the fuck out. But for me, I would go with either Dave England or Preston in this one, in terms of like, what content are they getting out? And are they
yeah.
funny in what they're doing? So I'll let you decide for that one.
I mean, we can go with Dave England.
Okay, we'll go with Dave. So I'm going to write this down over here. So one is Knoxville, and the second is Dave England. All right, score time for Jackass the movie, the first one. I'll let you go first. I'm riveted in what this could be.
I mean, I think overall... I don't think this one got me as much.
No, and to be fair, it didn't get me either.
I'm gonna give this one a 4.
Ooh, that's lower than I thought.
A 4. If I hadn't been obligated to watch any more, I wouldn't have from this. Do you know what I mean?
That's fair.
Because there was some glimmers in it, but overall it was just, all right.
I'm giving this movie a 6. Ooh. So it's going to be a 5.
I think that's fair.
It's I can't say that any Jackass movie doesn't have its merits with me. I still laughed. I still thought it was ridiculous and awesome in its own way. But this one, as a movie, does struggle because they are still figuring out how to do this in an elevated way. So a 5 for Jackass the movie, I think, is very, very fair. We go to Jackass number 2. And controversial opinion, possibly. I think this one might be my favorite of the 3 we're going to talk about on the pod. Because, for this one reason, in this instance, there will be nothing like Jackass 3D in theaters. Because it was the first time where I was like, this is why you pay extra for 3D.
Sure.
Because they are blatantly doing things.
Like, they did it.
They did everything that a 3D movie should have done, impressive with it. But, like, watching it from home, while it is still very good, there are some bits that aren't as good. Whereas Jackass 2, I think, has the biggest combination of good, funny, solid bits. And from right in the fucking start of it, the camera's better. Everyone is aged to, like, the era I remember them in. Like, in the first one, everyone's still a little younger than, like, I'm really recalling. But in the second one, everyone's like, okay, this is how I kind of remember everyone being. And then we got a snake staring at a penis right out of the jump. That's a hot start. When you just have a snake.
That puppet show.
When you have a snake just, like, fucking 2 eyes to 1 eye. In a fucking,
what would you do?
Dick in a, no. My dick would never be around a snake, ever.
Why?
Ever. Unless I was nude around Jake. That's about it.
Why?
Because my dick is my thing.
The snake wants.
No, I don't. That's, you can't have. That's not for you. But what day did we watch Jackass the movie? I didn't write the.
The first one we watched on February 29th.
Ooh, leap year, okay.
And then
this one's. I had this one.
3-1.
Okay. And then the next one was 3-2, right?
3-4.
3-4. Oh, we skipped a couple days. I gave you a break. And then this movie starts already kind of much better and easier in terms of what I was talking about with the Valentine.
Oh, man. The Valentine.
Like, that's the kind of stuff that is...
I'm surprised we never did shit like that to each other.
Right? Like, it is clever. It's innocent.
If you had shown me this, I would have rigged something up. Ugh.
With what? Some of it... You know the ingenuity, like the engineering?
I'm ingenuity.
Samantha just got up and just left the podcast to go get some fucking water.
I can't, I'm struggling.
I know, I can tell. Can you get me some water too?
Yeah.
Or do you want to pause and get some tea and I can edit this out?
No, it's okay.
Okay. But that's the camaraderie shit I've been talking about. Where, like, it's just a good, funny prank that they just, like... fucking escalating and snowballing.
I just love Wee Man climbing up on that chair.
Why would there be a chair? Well, that's the thing too, is like, I couldn't hang out with them. Or like, if we started doing this with our friends, I just wouldn't hang out with anybody because I would be skeptical of fucking everything. It's in the third one. Why would you walk a tray of soup from the parking lot through a room? And he fucking does it. Like, why? Like, why would you?
Because
not be...
you're just not expecting it. You're not thinking of it. I mean, at least with us, you could get away with it. But like, this is your job. Come on now. But
I guess. Yeah.
The Valentine was pretty funny. It got me. I enjoyed it. That was. It's just that's a really good one.
Yeah.
And then I just love like Wee Man, and he's just so happy to read it.
They all are. Steve O's face, he's like, some of you hooked up with my sister last year, and he's like, that was probably me.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Hilarious.
From the get-go, all the concepts, what I love about this movie, and you'll see it especially in Jackass Forever, is they purposely go back and take a look at like things they've done in the past, and they come up with a way, they're like, how can we do it bigger for a movie, and how can we better it with technology, or like our experience or whatnot. And this one, the same thing, like, Firehouse Rodeo is very simple, but really funny and cool. The Bicentennial BMX, Rhino's going, this is gonna suck, is like ridiculous. The strongman thing,
the dildo went right up his ass.
Well, Bam just had the presence of mind to be like, look, it's not funny to have a bell hit me in the fucking balls. Get a dildo and it'll shoot up my ass. Like, that's just smart.
Yeah.
That's just smart. Again, I think my favorite old person bit
is
Spike
dress?
Jones and the naked grandma and her the car titties. Getting stuck. Oh! The lady bringing out a newspaper to cover because they
that
think it's
great.
Real.
That was great.
This movie does, this franchise does a lot of time also give you some semblance of hope for humanity because, like,
people
for the most part are cool in, like, the situation they're put into. And I know Bad Grandpa does it, but I think it's the only one that does where, like, it peels the curtain back and does the reveal to people and shows you, like, how their reactions go.
Oh.
And it's something that Jackass never, ever really does.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. But I'm always been curious to see how, you know, because I even made the joke as we were watching, I'm like, oh, that person didn't like this because they're still blurred and they didn't get cleared.
Yeah.
But for the most part, everyone kind of gets fucking cleared.
Yeah, they do.
And then the rocket bike is another one that, you know, it's just, like, fucking simple, and it always ends up getting good results.
Yep. And then Bam being a little bitch.
So, Bam Margera, do I have it in my notes here? Like, so I have him in my MVP section just because he works so well as being
a little bitch.
Like, he's the perfect target.
He's a little
That's why Augie hated being compared to him so much when he was younger. Because, like, he was, like, a mopey, crying, annoying little bitch.
Oh, man. But yeah, I see it.
It was 100%.
Oh man, but you know if he's,
but Augie's older, I think.
But if he's,
no, he's not.
Bam, that would
Augie's
make,
1000% Bam.
Yeah, that would definitely make who would be done.
I don't
probably
know.
Richie.
No, Rich was Preston.
That's rude.
I'm kidding. No, I don't know. That's the thing. It's we had this struggle. Like, I don't know who was really who.
Yeah.
Scott is Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, the brand, like, that's just so stupid. Like, kidding. Like,
and then it got so infected.
Oh, so infected. It's so bad. But again, that just shows, like, how fucking funny Dunn is. And also, he gets totally ruined in this movie, just like he did in the first one. So he's another MVP candidate for me. But when he gets, like, yelled at by, like, Bam's mom or, like, explaining things, like, he moved. It was not my fault. She's like, why'd you do it in the first place? He's like, because it's funny. Like, he just knows the right tone and the right way to say things. But, and that's only trumped. I was like, that's so fucking dumb, getting a fucking dick, a hot dick
trumped
right on your butt.
That next one by Steve-O.
I fully put the trumped by Fishhook.
Fishhook was disgusting.
Put a fucking fishhook through my fucking... So there's layers to, like, comfort with Jackass. Obviously, I think for both of us, like, piss and poop and puke. I don't mind puke so much because puke to me is funny in most cases. But piss and shit is at the top. The
wasn't funny to you when I puked on myself the other night.
Well, because I'm not used to it. You were so out
you
of it.
You were freaking out.
I was. I didn't know what to do because I wasn't feeling good either. Piss and shit, and then I would say to me is like stuff like hooks through the fucking face and
like mutation,
like making like mutation and making holes. Then I would put puke, because yeah, the fishhook thing. I was like, nah, I'm good. I can't remember. I think I might have missed it here. So I'm gonna put it out. I think my MVP for this movie is Wee Man. Wee Man has a fantastic movie.
Well, because the next scene I really
electric
enjoy,
stool?
The electric stool.
Electric stool.
Poor
is
little
so...
wee man. He gets so fucked and they keep making him take off his pants, do this, and then he's like, "All right, who's got it?
Where's the card throwing machine?
Where's the card throwing machine?"
And the cameraman laughing and Steve's like, "Wee man, I would never use a card throwing machine on you." Wee Man has, in this movie, the electric stool. He has the bit with the Indian little people running down the street.
Oh my god, that's
that he has
funny.
He has the bungee with Preston where he gets fucking yanked down. He gets just the nude walk through the hotel, which is hilarious. He
was
gets the magic
the,
trick where
was
he gets
he in the beehive too?
Limo? He's in the bee limo.
The bee limo.
He's
yeah.
in the bee limo. You said the beehive, but I'm thinking of the bikini in the third one.
Oh no no.
He has the bee limo. He has the nude walk. He has the magic trick where he gets enveloped by that woman. Then he has the swamp shoot. Like, those are some fucking gnarly-ass bits. I'm adding electric stool to my list. And also, we already talked about Valentine. Wee Man to me, I think honestly is like quietly one of my favorites because he just always seems like is a chill, cool dude. Like he's just hanging out. He has one of my favorite WrestleMania moments of all time when he body slammed Sami Zayn and the crowd popped like it was fucking Hogan and Andre again. Wee Man's the bomb, so that's my hard sell for Wee Man as the MVP. All right,
we can go for that. Jason
Akuna. Well, no, I'm just gonna make him Wee Man. I wrote down B Man because I want to talk about B Limo. B Limo to me is another all time fucking skit.
Nah.
That one because neither one of us have ever been stung by a bee before, so that could literally be the death of us. Also, I have awful balance, so I'm gonna kill myself on those marbles or whatever it was outside the limo, but. They do have a good knack of like, all right, what's the bit? Okay, great. Then what else can we do?
They do a good job escalating.
I'm just like, okay, they're locked in a fucking limo and they can't get out and we pour a bunch of bees in there. And then what else? Oh, then we're going to make them fall like crazy. And you have a fucking Dunn trying to kick the windows out like a madman.
Oh my God, he was freaking out.
You have everyone in agony of the limo driver suffering too. Like, I love fucking bee limo. So I wrote that down on my all-time list too. And then we have Academy Award winners, 3-6 Mafia, just really encouraging the guys to do awful things, which is coming later. I have a lot of top candidates for this movie. Good Lord. Cause then is the new riot test.
Awful.
That is wild. That's the only time where I, convalesce with Bam in terms of like, okay, it's fun being a crime. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, but then he did it.
Well, yeah, because like, you see, like, there's like a bartering system almost. Because as we're gonna get to with Pontius soon, it's like if I do this, I get out of something else, right? Like I get to have a card.
Sure. But you know what they could do?
What?
Just not do any of it. They're fucking grown men.
Yeah, what's the fun of that? But they're all millionaires because of this, probably. Yeah, some of them are millionaires.
Yeah.
But the riot test, like. And again, I like when you kind of get the curtain peeled back a little bit and you hear them, like, you know, talking like, I'm not going to do that. This is too gnarly for me. Or like, you're nuts.
Yeah.
Like, it basically turns into like a documentary of like these guys' lives and what they're willing to put themselves through for our entertainment. And again, another great Knoxville line of, is this good? Pointing his face. Oh, is this okay? Then we're good. Yeah. Like, it's just good stuff. This one also has, I think, has the most things that I would actually do in the real life.
Eat horseshit?
What?
Eat horseshit?
I would never eat horseshit. Did I miss horseshit?
Yeah, it was before Wee Man.
Oh, because the horse is like, yeah. Yeah, eating horseshit, nah, I'm good. Again, like, that's shit related, so I ain't fucking doing any shit stuff.
But what would you do?
Medicine dodgeball.
I'm surprised we've never done something like that.
I just think I've never been around a medicine ball. Medicine dodgeball is a great idea. The Toro Totter, maybe.
Okay.
Toro Totter's cool.
Yikes. You imagine me, I'm not even good on a fucking seesaw. Imagine me on a Toro Totter.
Like, that you have a little bit more control of because you can actually jump and you have, like, a reason to do it, I feel like.
Sure.
I also have here, I just wrote down gauntlet. What am I referring to for gauntlet?
There's a gauntlet. What they gauntlet? Had a gauntlet.
Oh, am I talking the skateboarding gauntlet? Yeah. Like, again, I don't know how to ride a fucking skateboard or a bike, but just them with the big-ass heavy bags, like, going through that.
Yeah.
There's some sick hits. It's fun. All right, this is probably a controversial one. But the butt chug has to be a top candidate, right?
No.
Like, was butt chugging a thing before this?
Look,
is it a thing now? I mean, it is. Obviously, they did it.
Your anus was meant for things to come out of it, not for things to go into it. And that was wildly uncomfortable.
Well, for you.
Yeah.
Because that could be lethal, because that's how you get drunk quicker, is it goes straight to the bloodstream.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gross.
As we learned in Blockers. One of my favorite lines of the movie. They have a domestic and an IPA. Don't worry about it. It's very funny. But I think what escalates it is they literally plunge his butt, and I didn't know you could plunge a butt and it works.
I didn't know either.
That beer spills out of there.
Oh, I'm aware.
Why have we not plunged my butt?
No one wants to get that close to your butt. No one wants to put a plunger in your butt.
So you're not allowing me to write down butt chug on the all-time
Please
list.
Please don't. Because it's just so weird. It's so gross. And it's just like, he just started squirting it out, and then it wasn't coming, and then they plunge it, and it was like fucking Niagara Falls. Yeah. It was
he drank a lot of beer with his ass.
The grossest thing I've ever seen.
He drank a lot of beer to them. All right, so here's my all-time list of the right now. Just to check. So kind
no,
of
I don't
want to
know.
We have Butterbean, Butt X-Ray, The Valentine, Electric Stool, Bee Limo, and Riot Test. Is that a fair list?
Sure.
Okay, but you're not allowing butt shove on the list.
No, I can't have that.
Disagreement right on the side here. I'm going to confer with Rich later.
Oh, Rich is going to like it.
Of course. All right, another top contender, I feel, Anaconda Ball Pit.
All right, look.
Anaconda Ball Pit.
Let me tell you about Anaconda Ball Pit.
Is
fucking Anaconda
brilliant.
Ball Pit. They don't fuck around. Poor men. There was another one in there the whole fucking time.
I forgot about the second snake. Just for that alone.
Like, it was really hilarious.
That also, that, like, so animal, like, I'm not really scared of animals, but, like, I don't need to be around a snake. But, like, that's a big note for me. It's like, okay, concealed snakes in a fun, childlike environment? No fucking thank you. all right. This is a banner moment in our podcast history. Let's talk about drinking horse cum. Because on the surface, the setup of just, oh, let's basically artificially inseminate a horse. Let's jack off a horse.
Sure.
Is clever and funny, and you get to see, you know.
Great, yeah, they have big dick.
But then just like, it's okay to drink, and the guy's like, no problem. It's very funny. Yeah. And then Pawnee's just being like I said before, is this like my get out of jail free card for something else? And doesn't even think about it. It's
how just, much horse cum you think you could drink?
Remember when you used to ask really bad questions? Let's bring that back, huh?
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm going for. How much horse cum have you had?
Have I had zero? How much could I take? No, like a shot.
out of that Scotterell shot glass?
There's a joke there somewhere. Two things about this bit that escalate it in terms of like how legendary it is. Number one, the fact like Knoxville never gets sick. The fact that gets Knoxville a little bit is just like,
yeah.
And I mean the line, yep, that's semen all right. that's what I'm talking about with Potty, is he's so hard to judge because like that is fucking hilarious.
He drank it.
But he does it, and then his realization, I'm so ashamed of myself. Yeah. Like I can't believe I did that.
And then probably my least favorite sketch of all time.
The
leech healer.
Oh, I think we missed, I think I missed the other grandpa stuff. Or is that later? Like the incest stuff.
No, it's later.
Is it? I don't think I wrote it down. I skipped over something old person related. I missed it. Yeah, the leech, I wrote all time no for the leech stuff.
The leech stuff makes me so uncomfortable. Like, I'm sure leeches are great. Like,
oh, God, it's just my eyes just fucking thinking about it.
But, like, putting it on your eye, then it was the old lady again with her titties. Was after that.
Oh, okay. Then we got a back-to-back fart doubleheader.
Boom, boom.
Fart mask.
You skipped wind tunnel.
Wind tunnel. What's wind tunnel?
When they're in the jet. Isn't that what wind tunnel is? Mm. When they're in the back of the jet, and everything's flying because it's so powerful?
No, it's in the third movie.
Is it? Where's wind tunnel in the second one?
I don't know. There are a few skits we're going to both miss here and there. In the first one, there was like that 18-wheeler like disco thing in the back
that
of the car.
That is. No, it is.
No, wind tunnel.
Jackass number 2 has wind tunnel. That's the one.
Let me see.
When they're in the back of the jet?
No, that's not it. That's a fucking snake or something. No. Oh, that's the prank on Bam. Yes, that's when they prank Bam in the, yeah. I can't believe I didn't write that down.
Oh, yeah, that's the first time that
that's the first time they scare him with a snake,
that's
and then
the
they
first
keep torturing
time that they scare him with a snake.
He's on the top of the truck.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like,
right.
That's what
I
was talking about.
I put poor Bam. I put,
yeah.
Why do you keep coming back? Are you crying? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can see Augie in that exact situation, but with, like, I don't know what Augie's scared of. Commitment. I don't know.
He's been engaged twice.
He'll commitment. He'll giggle when he hears this. Sorry, fart mask. Again, inherently absolutely disgusting, but also
like.
What's the grossest fart you've ever smelled?
In high school.
Oh, it was high school. Is that rich?
I'm
disappointed in him.
Okay, so I got two. So, just WrestleMania 35 weekend in New York. Augie and Rich and Tope in the room that Rich and I were sleeping in just proceeded to basically shit themselves for two full days. It was, by the end of that weekend, that room, I couldn't even fucking barely, I just wouldn't sleep. The worst, though, was still, in high school, we were at Nick Cudd's house. It was me, Nick Cudd, Zangry, Keaton, I think that was it. And we were playing, like, Xbox, Halo, wrestling and stuff. And somebody farted. And it was the worst, like, I gagged. I was like, guys, like, what the fuck? This is, oh, God, just thinking about it. And I, like, I can't, I was so mad. And Keaton tells the story much better than I do because it's so, like, I was the singer. He goes, I can't fucking play in this shit. Controller down. And I left the room.
You're such a prima donna.
I left. I was like, it was that bad.
How did we all not know how much of a prima donna
I went
are?
In the other room, and it was there, too. And I went, fuck it, in there, too. And I went, there's some kind of fart ghost in here. And that's where fart ghost. That's where fart ghost came from. We've been talking about fart ghost for years. Come to find out, only 2 or 3 years ago, it was Keaton who farted. So, Keaton was the fart ghost.
You're such a prima donna, man.
Then following up fart mask, which is just gross, is a farting tiki, which is just cute. You know, put some baby powder in your butt and just a little poof, you know?
That was really funny.
That's something that I would do.
That's something Richie would do.
Then we got old man's balls getting bitten by a dog.
Gross.
Then we have...
And then he stole the sneakers.
Yes, then he and steals the sketch. Sneakers. And that sketch.
Yeah.
And then...
Then the switcheroo.
The switcheroo. Did we miss?
Poor April.
It's not in the third one, that incest sketch, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's not in this one. It's
oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
It escalated.
I see it now.
To that.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, the switcheroo.
But yeah, the switcheroo. Poor April.
Yeah, this movie does a good job using Bam and Bam's parents with Preston and everything. Preston is a good movie here. The switcheroo, and then them, like, seeing each other, like, recognition walking back.
Yeah. He's like, oh, okay. Phil's just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. And then the movie ends in a 1-2 punch of Knoxville legitimately almost dying on the rocket thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, before that, you have the doorbell.
Oh!
With the big punch. I thought someone's nose got broken. It's a glitter and confetti.
It's basically a soccer bopper
powder.
On steroids.
Yeah, some shit like that.
And it just fucks people up so bad. It's like, what happened? What?
Floors them. And yeah, and then, the big red rocket. He just wants to get ferociously hurt, Johnny Knoxville, with this big red rocket. Mm-hmm. Like, it's wild. Yeah. Just keeps going back.
Absolutely.
And then...
It has to be on the list. Terror Taxi.
It's...
It hasn't aged well at all. It probably wasn't aged well then.
Yeah. You couldn't do it then.
No, you couldn't do it then. But I think that's part of its brilliance almost. Of it being like... All right. Then this is the epitome of what I was talking about. B-limo. Okay, what are we doing? A prank on Aaron in a prank... That he's dumb enough to say yes to in 2006, I think?
Yeah.
So we're 5 years post 9/11. And then it's like, okay, what else are we doing? Well, let's have his beard be made out of dick hair. And he even says at the end, he's like, was the dick hair really necessary? That was, haha, and at the end of it, fucking dicks in your mouth. Is that necessary?
Yeah.
But, like, it's... I shouldn't like it, but I fucking love it.
I mean, they
it.
Take it way too far,
It's so
though.
Fucking far. I don't know how he doesn't recognize... You think your Super Troopers was huge back then. How he doesn't recognize Jay Chandrasekhar in the first place. And then just, like, how far they go with, like, him in the fucking trunk.
In the trunk.
And the fake gunshots.
He was shaking.
And he was... Oh, he was fucking... He was fucking in agony. Is this the one where he gets kicked by the mule or the donkey? That's the next one, right?
Yeah, I think it's the next one.
Well, they all kind of fuse together, but God, like it's so hard to just one guy has crabs. He even calls out, it's like, this isn't fucking pubic hair, is it? And presses behind him like
Yeah.
And then they nailed the ending. This is probably my favorite ending, just in terms of like
times the ending was great.
Yeah, and like they hit all their bits properly.
Yeah,
they all get fucked, and then Rip forever fits in the whole bit of it all. So this one isn't as mean spirited as I remember it being, and it wasn't as gross as I remember it. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. And then it has a perfect capper to the end of like how much agony Bam has been through this entire movie. He just keeps falling in holes. They didn't even do. That's just him falling in his nature. So it just fucking works. So after talking about it, yeah, I think I'm gonna stick with Wee Man as my MVP.
Yeah.
Knoxville, of course, always should get some consideration. He's great in this movie. Bam, like I said, on a certain level, his value to the movie is, you know, just being who he is. And then Dunn keeps getting hurt. I think there's one point where they're doing the shopping cart bit, and Bam puts the door down on Dunn, and he just absolutely gets wrecked going into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's Wee Man.
Absolutely.
LVP for this movie.
I
originally had Pontius written down, but I have to immediately disqualify him because he drank horse cum.
Yeah.
If you drink horse cum and say, yep, that's semen all right, you're not the LVP of anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Unless you're Scott. I would say it's either Preston again.
I think Aaron. I might have Dave England for this one. I have a couple of fringe ones here. I just wrote this down. I forget which sketch it is. It's not the horse cum. It might be the poop one. There's some guy that's just on set. His name is T-Niggs. It's just like some like really homeless looking old bearded man.
Okay.
I just wrote him down. Like, who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is that guy?
And then Manny, the animal guy.
Oh, I don't like that guy.
I don't like him either, and he's worthless. Like the snake bit.
What you know about snakes, Manny?
Just because you look that way, not everybody that looks that way can do snakes.
Right.
Or animals or anything. So, I had Dave written down because he really is just the poop and piss guy, and he always just seems miserable to be there. It's like, again, you don't have to be here if you don't want to be here. Right, exactly. So I would go with either him or Manny.
Let's do Manny.
Manny? Okay, I'll look up his last name later. But Manny. Manny the animal guy. Do you have anything else on Jackass number 2?
No, I think we touched on everything.
Perfect. I'll score this one first. Man, I fucking love this movie. I have 6 top contender candidates here from this movie alone. I think that's a lot more than I have for the next one. Yeah, I'm going to give this movie an 8.5.
Wow, that's really high.
I'm not going to be unbiased here.
I'm jumping a lot from the first one. Yeah. I did like this one. There was less gross stuff.
There was less poop and shit.
Definitely. And so I think I appreciated that a little bit more. I'm giving this movie a 7.5.
There you go. So an 8 for Jackass number 2. Jackass 3 and Jackass 3D. As told by Samantha and Chris, several days after you heard everything you just heard. We'll keep this transition brief and short. If you heard Samantha throughout the podcast getting increasingly more nasally and ill-sounding, it's because
it
got late. So it is now the day before we leave for our cruise.
Oh, like a week later.
A week later, because Samantha wasn't feeling good. Our air conditioner stopped working. We had to pack everything.
Jillian was on spring break. Like, it's just everything been was happening. Wild.
So, for my mother heard the previous podcast, which I'll need
a whole of time episode next on. Week
when we tackle that. So we're gonna storm through Jackass 3 to
wrap this up,
get this up and onward, and then yada yada yada. So Jackass 3.
You just said a bunch of words that don't mean anything.
So, I don't think I tackled this earlier. It's going to be hard to remember what we have and have not talked about now. But I didn't see Jackass the movie in theaters. It's the only one. Mm. Actually, not the only one, because I never saw Bad Grandpa in theaters either. But I saw Jackass number 2 in theater in college with a big group of guys, because it came out in 06. So it was before you and I were together.
That wouldn't have stopped you from going to have seen it.
Never mind.
You can't say shit like that, though.
I think I went with Krista to see Jackass number 2 along with, like, my roommate.
That's been all for this series of...
Would have been at that time, yeah.
Married.
Movie?
Nope, just soon, married.
Coming soon. Divorced with Films. No, and then Jackass 3D, Rip and I 100% saw together with I don't know who else. Because, like we've mentioned...
Now you've, like, ruined this whole experience for me. You should have prefaced the first half of this podcast with that, so I would have been able to appropriately judge the movies. Now I've already given them the scores. And one
of the people in the group of the films was somebody I briefly dated before we ever met each other?
Yeah.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
I am not.
This was at the height of... Everything is 3D now. Avatar changed movies, and everything was in real D 3D. And it never mattered, like, ever, because all it did was it just looked a little cleaner, I guess. And depending on how you felt, like, for some people, like, for you, you didn't like 3D because it made your head hurt.
Well, no, I can't. So the way that my eyes see, I can't see 3D very well.
Right.
I'm surprised that you have any judgment on how 3D makes a movie look since you only see out of one eye. I thought you needed both eyes in order to appreciate the three-dimensional.
No, it still works.
Oh, okay.
Quite well.
No, but... usually when I have like the 3D glasses and stuff, I have to close one of my eyes in order for it to work.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's the same way. Our eyes just don't focus on it the right way. I don't know.
Yeah. But this what is, in my opinion, the best use of 3D in a movie ever. Because what they did was they just took their show and they're like, okay, what can we do with this camera in ultra slow motion, high definition, what gags, literally and figuratively, can we put on screen that are going to be literally jumping out at people?
Just dicks. Let's just put the dicks out there. Let them jump out at people, scare the shit out of them.
So
call it a day.
I kind of referenced it when I was talking about two, but like this doesn't hit as hard at home because you're not experiencing it in theaters with a group of people. I mean, all of them are that way because like there is nothing like going to see a Jackass movie in the theaters. Like we'll talk about it next week. When I saw Jackass Forever, I was in a theater with me and like eight other people on like a Thursday night because I was like in my mid 30s at that point. By myself. And, like, seriously, like, me and, like, those eight other people, like, we were howling. Like, it was still, like, a cool, like, environment and experience. So, this one, I think Jackass number two has the better bits in the movie from beginning to end. But I think this is the better quote-unquote movie because this actually has, like, incredible production value and thought behind it. Would you tend to agree? Or is it all just interchangeable to you?
It's all really interchangeable.
Well, I will say this one does have, after the kind of weird Beavis and Butthead intro, like, I don't know.
I was never a Beavis and Butthead.
I'm
wearing an MTV Christmas fuzzy sweater that I got for $4 from Kohl's, so yeah. I'm, like, really loving it. But I was never a Beavis and Butthead fan.
Neither was I, but I also wasn't really allowed to watch it. So the things I weren't allowed to watch was The Simpsons and Beavis and Butthead. And then I wasn't allowed to watch South Park briefly when it came out because you figure we were like 10 or 11 yeah. when it started. So.
Same. Well, no, really it was only South Park, only because it was on so late. That was the thing. But my mom didn't ever really restrict, like, I got to watch Ren and Stimpy, and really, I shouldn't have been able to watch Ren and Stimpy.
I never was interested in Ren and Stimpy. But
I was never into Beavis and Butthead because I felt like was so gross.
I don't think it was gross. It was just kind of like stupid. That was kind of what it was probably about.
We have Beavis, but I love Daria.
We own Beavis and Butthead Do America, so we'll tackle it at some point. I do think Beavis and Butthead are funny, but the fact that they just, like, trotted them out in 2010, 2011.
Just to introduce.
Just to introduce, like, the 3D movie, technology, like, of it was kind of clunky. But this has my favorite, like, intro scene because it's literally so just.
Cute.
Well, it's not even cute. It's just literally them.
Doing the 3D?
Doing, like, showing, like, okay, this is what we could do. Slow-mo fucking paintball. Slow-mo giant jump kicks to the face. Slow-mo Augie Artillis, slow-mo Bam Margera flailing as a cupcake man. Literally, he walks in the scene dressed like a cupcake, and he's, like, sad about something, and he does this line, I'm like, that's Augie. That's half of Augie on stage for the rest of his life.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah, and also the reason I like it is because it's just short, sweet, and simple to the point. We whip through the credits, we see the technology, everyone's in fucking pain and agony, Preston's getting hit with a fucking cannonball and shit like this, and we're off to the races. And we're off to the races because the first thing we have is High Five is first, right?
The High Five.
High Five is number one, right?
It is the first sketch.
Top candidate, and if I had to make a approximation or a declaration, I think it's number one.
My favorite sketch that I've seen so far. But close is the Valentine one. Any of those, yeah. I think, are exactly what I love because, I mean, and we've been doing a lot more now since Santa brought Nerf guns. We like to surprise each other. And scare each other.
Sure.
But if there's physical pain involved, it's even better. And so I'll pop out every so often with the Nerf guns. Mm-hmm. And I gave you... Do you still have a bruise from that?
No, but you literally...
I shot you in the side with it when your mother was here.
You shot me in the same spot somehow.
I have good aim. At least
half a dozen times.
I have great aim.
With a Nerf gun tour. I looked like I was part of the riot control test.
Yeah, you did. You had a huge mark.
A huge welt.
Your mom was very unforgiving.
Yes, now I have a fucking witness to what I live with.
Okay.
Physical emotional damage versus...
That's not how it works.
She did. She ain't going to make an hour and a half into Jackass, let's be honest. Come on. When she does, you know. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's a bit. It's a thing. That's the fact that bit.
It's my kind of, I love
well,
it.
Well, it's also like, it's iconic. Like when, so Johnny Knoxville wrestled WrestleMania 2 years ago at this point against Sami Zayn. And what was literally one of the 10 or 15 best matches in WrestleMania history, in my opinion, just because it did exactly what it was supposed to do. And it was like the greatest comedy match of all time. Everyone's like, man, I really hope like they do like the Jackass stuff. And they did. Same as he turns around and he gets fucking hit with a giant hand at ringside. Like, it is transcended, like, into sports and entertainment. Like, that fucking bit between the soup and the fucking, the antiquing. Soup.
And you were saying, like, why would you ever do anything? Like, working there and being in the building or being, like, why would you even... They say, oh, hey, can you bring the soup? No.
No. Because there's going to be a giant hand on the other side of the wall. It's going to fucking ruin me.
Something is going to happen.
And if Bam has any claim or stance to anything about what he's going through in his personal life right now, which is of his own accord because he's, you know, a drug addict and an idiot, it would be the fact that 100% gave him 7 concussions in a row.
Absolutely. He
gets...
got...
He got
demolished with the flour just wiped out. It just kicked his ass. And I thought it was hilarious, and I'm shocked that we never did stupid shit like that.
We didn't have a budget.
We could have made something work.
I mean, there's plenty. I'm trying
all
to
the
think.
Stuff that we did, we could have made something work.
There were plenty of times, so
no, y'all just fucking sat around playing nutball instead.
Yeah, but there was other, so
cool.
Again, before you, my sophomore year of high school.
We don't need to talk about
no.
Me. There is no before Samantha in your life. Let's get that
this
straight.
This has nothing to do with a woman. Me
good.
And
tell Keaton, me more.
Me and Keaton and Scott
oh,
Shelton,
fuck it, never.
Returned
just
from
kidding.
A party, you know, feeling good to our place. And we're, you know, drinking and carrying on. And I came out of my room and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Like, eerily quiet. And they're like, nothing. Now. I'm like, now what? And Keaton was giving Scott a cue to throw from across the apartment a exercise ball at me. And it nailed me in the face. I went down. And it's a moment that's lived on our friendship forever. So we did, like, little things like that. But anything extensive those movie has? No, we were poor. The thing about this movie to me is I there is definitely still gross stuff that happens, but I think this one has more like bits that are like I don't want to use the word neat, but it has a lot of things I'm like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
Like the jet ski, the bungee boogie.
Yeah, but it does also, it probably has the grossest
sketch I've seen to date.
Oh, it's coming later. The sweatsuit cocktail, right?
Well, that, okay, it has two.
Oh, of the and the Pooh Cocktail Supreme.
Pooh Cocktail Supreme.
Yeah, all right, well, we're going to get there. But it has a lot of things, like I just said, jet ski, bungee boogie. I love the plane thing. Like, when they're just, like, throwing, like, when they're just using the jet plane to, like, whoosh. Fruits
everything
and whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Like, I couldn't even tell what some of it was. It went so fast, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they were just doing it. Like, that was cool. And then
it's also...
T-ball. Steve-O T-ball.
No, why do I have to be Steve-O?
Why do I have to be Steve-O?
Like, the movie does things that are, like I said at the jump, just putting A and B together to make a really, really cool scene. Like, even, like, the Rocky stuff. You're just flaunting what you have. It's
the Rocky stuff was...
Throwing a cup of water at somebody and punching them in the face. Punching them and then it's
slow-mo. Like...
It just makes it cool. Is there still stupid stuff on here? Yeah.
Sure.
B-tetherball. B-tetherball.
What are we doing here? Like...
It's the stupidest idea.
Like, he...
Ever.
Dave England with the best question. He's just not going to be LVP in this one for me because he's like... Why are we here?
No, Dave has a good movie.
Like, he's got a good movie in this one just for, like, that. And then he just freaks the fuck out. Like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Panic attack mode. Like, the more you freak out, the more you get stung. Idiot. Like, Steve-O also has a really good movie in this one.
Steve-O's my MVP of the movie. Because...
A lot of it. Yeah. Go ahead.
He gets, like, some of the gnarliest footage between... Obviously, the Pooh Cocktail Supreme at the end. The B Tether Ball and a lot of the other stuff. But also, like, seeing him happy and healthy and, like normal is just like, fuck, man, you're doing it. Like,
right,
it's like, really, really
and
good
he,
to see.
He's, like, doing these things and, like, he knows what he's doing. It's not like he's in, like, this stupor or something like that. Oh, you know
I think
what
he
I mean?
He always knew what he was doing.
I don't know, man. He put beer up his butt.
Yeah, and he drank it.
And then
they
plunged it out.
Yeah, they plunged it out. Yeah, they got it out of there.
All right.
Who also has a good movie are Little People.
I knew. Well, you're getting so far ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Some of my notes are back in the MVP section. If I'm missing something, please correct me. What have I missed?
The switcheroo one with Preston and Wee Man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
or Preston and the Little Person.
Yeah, the Little People prick.
Just
with the dog. Hey, can you hold my dog? It just comes up. Thanks, man. The cat's like, what the fuck? Like
that guy was so fucking.
That is just candid camera. That's just good clean American fun,
yeah,
right there.
That's hilarious.
But another top candidate for me is the mini fight in the bar.
Oh man, okay.
The mini that
Wee Man at the bar. I'm her man friend.
Hey, cool man. I'm her man friend.
And then all the little people.
The little people paramedics and the little people cops. That I think to this day. Of any Jackass movie I've seen, that is the hardest I've seen a theater laugh. When the mini cops come in, that place, you can see people bouncing up and down in their seats from that. It's just, again, that's just clever and funny. Shout out to all those little people. A lot of those guys were part of, not the current little people reality show on television, but a previous, short term, I think Hulk Hogan had a micro wrestling federation, of course. Around this time, and those were cast members of that. But that stuff is just, it's just fucking funny. The only reason I would question Steve-O's MVP candidacy is because this is another banner movie for Knoxville in terms of, I think he somehow takes the hardest hits in the series so far in this movie. Like,
yeah.
The roller buffalo.
Oh, like, man. you can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. What is the music? Like, do they make their own music or they just get inspired by the music that they listen to?
No, I'm pretty sure. That sounds like a song from, like, the 60s. I'm looking
sure.
at Roller Buffalo song. That yep. song is You Can't Roller Skate with a Buffalo Herd by Roger Miller.
No, I'm aware. It's a, like, I knew.
From 1965.
I could have told you the name of the song, Chris.
Oh, well.
But then he did it.
Yeah, he did it.
He did it.
He proved the song
wrong.
So
fuck you,
yeah.
Roger whatever.
Roger Miller.
Roger Miller.
But yeah, but Knoxville takes some gnarly fucking shots in this.
Yeah, and there's a lot of gnarly shots in this. Speaking of gnarly shots, then we have that poop volcano, which is probably the grossest thing I've ever seen. I
have shared a bathroom with you for 17 years.
Yes, but I've never shot my shit up in the air like that.
Worse?
I'd make a good poop volcano.
Worse 17 years of my life.
Uh-huh.
What?
Of your bathroom life.
My bathroom life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The peak of those worst 17 years is when I had to share it with you and Rich. When
that was like a few weeks.
No, I mean, I practically lived with you.
Yeah, I know. It was annoying.
Excuse me.
You had your own place.
Excuse me.
If you don't like the way we poop so much, go to your own bathroom in your own home.
Okay. Well, this is my home.
Yeah, I know.
And I still don't like the way that you poop.
Like three toilets.
Sure.
Go in one of those. I can't help what my asshole does, okay?
Apparently, you and Dave England both.
I took a shit today.
No, you don't need to rehash it. We don't need to go over this again.
All I'm going to say...
Let's move on is to that the next it looked, sketch.
You know, like, the pyramid that, like, they tell you, like...
Then the porta potty exploding should, paint?
How you should eat.
Hilarious.
It was, like, that high up off the bowl. Blech. The porta potty stuff is hilarious. There's so many more moments in this movie of just like pranks and like just like friendship. Like that's still gross, but it's not anything bad. It's just like the toilet,
like it explodes. You get paint all over yourself. Like, yeah, that's the blue hilarious. Toilet water. Like
that's funny. You know,
like, that's hilarious.
They're not mean spirited. That could happen to anybody. Whoever picked that toilet, that's what was going to happen to you. Sorry, tough titty. But we've got back to the poop volcano real quick.
No, I don't want. I was trying to purposely.
The
move
Ballad
on.
Of Lance in this movie is a real struggle. Because the thing here now is like, so now they have really good equipment. Like, they really don't want Lance puking on these like 3D fucking cameras.
Fire him then.
He gets good footage. Yeah, the porta potty is awesome. There's just so many, like back to back, you get Electric Avenue.
Oh man.
Which is like, just a hallway of cattle prods and tasers you have to run through.
Ugh.
Steve-O's great in that one, too.
Yeah. The field goal.
The field goal.
Which, he gets demolished.
Getting kicked
Did he
in
get
the
a concussion from that, Preston?
I don't know. I don't see how
he Have
I
you mean, ever... Has, is he in any of the other movies?
Yes. Yeah, he's in
Forever.
Because
I could have sworn he would have died. Like,
no,
I don't
no,
know.
No, he gets up pretty quickly, surprisingly, because in Preston's, you know... He takes it right in, like, the jowls. as the slow-mo. Like, he's got a lot of padding there. But, like, I don't know how that just doesn't knock you out immediately. But he was up fairly quickly, considering he got kicked in the neck by a fucking NFL kicker. And then Super Mighty Glue.
Oh, man. All right, Super Mighty Glue. Oh, man. That... So, I craft a lot. And I use... I use my glue gun, right? Like, I melt the glue, and sometimes it gets stuck in my fingers. And mm-hmm. That's pretty painful, and I only mm-hmm. do it on my fingers. I don't have hairy fingers because I'm a woman. And I cannot imagine. I put, like, a sticker on you, and you freak the fuck out.
Oh, that shit hurts. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no,
I have that crazy glue right there on that table. I'm about to go get it.
No, you're not.
And put it on you,
nope.
And let's see what happens.
Nope.
Why?
Because
it'd be
I'm not,
so funny.
I'm glad. See, now I'm regretting showing these to you.
No,
you're
gonna
I'm going
to totally do these things to you.
No.
Would you be mad, though, if
yes.
I did, like, pull some of these Jackass pranks on you? Like, divorce mad or just,
not
like,
divorce
mad?
Not
divorce mad. Oh, not divorce mad? Say it again. On the...
It hurt it.
Audio.
I would be... You better get it recorded so we could be like those couples online that do pranks to one another. So that could be our job, Mad. It's like if you do it, set up a camera at least. And also don't get mad when I do it back.
Yeah, but you'd have to actually get me back.
Oh, I would get you back.
Oh, please.
I would 100% get you back.
You can't poop volcano me. That doesn't
count. Yes, I can.
No.
Yes, I can. Like Snorlax. Yes, I can. I could literally... Just lay down.
Yeah, but that means you would have to go through the effort of getting it all set up and then hold your poop.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I'm good. I haven't crapped my pants in a long time. Just wait until you enter a door
right.
And just shoot shit out of my ass.
If you do it.
Oh, it'll almost be worth it.
Almost.
Then, again, it's just the technology showing off with, like, the corn freak on a leash with the dildo. Going through like the glass of milk.
Oh my
and,
god.
Like,
yeah.
Into a person's
Hilarious.
Face. It's like, yes!
Hilarious.
Let's do that do more of that. Just I'll watch 90 minutes of that.
Yeah. But back to the Mighty Super Glue. I liked it with Bam's parents. Mm-hmm. I loved it with Wee Man and Preston doing the 69.
On top of one another, yeah.
The 2 minutes. 2 minutes is the longest 69 I've ever fucking done.
Wee Man's hilarious. Longest fucking 69 I've ever done, man.
And then the flying did. My note was Jesus Christ on these dildos.
Hey, someone make a dildo run, and you know.
Hey.
Just put them on camera. Then we start getting some old people stuff.
Right. And we get Gloria with big titties now.
Yes. Like I said earlier, it's crazy how, like, I'm kind of over it in these movies, and we have a whole movie to go.
Great.
But when we watch that movie, it'll make sense as to why that's kind of okay, because that one's more so a full-blown hidden camera movie with a story attached to it. But I think the weakest bit in the entire franchise as far as the granddaughter stuff. That's not even funny. It's just super fucking uncomfortable how it's played out. And it's really clunky. And it's not even like the guy has a particularly funny reaction to it. He's like, that's wrong. And then they just kind of wrap it up. And it's like, mm-hmm. All right, well, sweet.
Gross. Like, it's an awkward few minutes to sit through.
Yeah. It's not their best. Yeah. Moment.
And we haven't talked about, as well, like you mentioned before, sweatsuit cocktail, which...
just thinking about it. I just wrote nope afterwards, which is what I do on the ones where I'm like, oh, how could you drink anything right there? You drink water. That could be sweat.
It's not. It's in my sealed cup. Please.
Remember when I was outside with Jillian? No, I'm kidding.
Okay. I was drinking from it while you were outside.
That one, like that...
Immediate barf.
Well, yeah, like, it's not even close. Like, he puts it up... Oh, God, just thinking about it. Okay, we need to stop talking about it. Because that's... I almost feel like I should go in the list because of how gross it is.
You want this red blanket?
No, I don't.
You could barf on it.
No, not you. Like, I feel like that almost should go in the list just based on, like, how... Like, if we can't even talk... I can't even talk about it. Like, that's pretty fucking... It's
pretty gross.
Gross.
I'm just shocked that y'all never did something like that.
Oh, fuck no. Like, I'm getting like... Okay, let's... All right.
Okay, and then we went into the Christmas tree.
Christmas trees are stupid.
Christmas tree is stupid.
Also, you get the Dudesons, which is like... I think they're like Norwegian jackass or something.
Oh, of course.
They didn't take off, but you know.
Sure. And then pin the tail on the donkey, and it's an actual donkey. And... Aaron's just fucking shaking so much.
He's like blindfolded, and they're making fun of how he's shaking, walking towards the donkey.
I mean...
It's so...
He's got a cup.
I have Aaron... You'll find out in Jackass Forever that cups don't matter. That's a great preview of that. And I have Aaron on my MVP list because, like, they're so mean to him. But, like, this time, like, he's just kind of in on it because they have that. And then also, to me, what's a top candidate coming up later is the Lamborghini tooth pull. Like, the fact that just fucking works and it looks as cool as it does. Sure. And he's fucking did it.
Didn't he break his whole face, though, after that? I thought I read that he broke his entire face.
Maybe. I don't know.
And had to get all these bone grafts and shit, like.
Maybe. But.
But it looked fucking cool.
Yeah, it looked great. It looked great. Then we're back to the football with the blindside stuff. And, like, that's another one where it's, like, Knoxville just getting absolutely creamed by Jared Allen, who was literally probably going to end up being in the Hall of Fame football. Shout out Minnesota Vikings. That's just stupid. Things settle a little bit. They redo the Snake River jump that they've done throughout their history. Mm-hmm. And also a pig eats an apple out of Preston's ass. What's the name of the pig? You have to have the pig's name written down. I think it's George, ain't it? Was it George?
No, I don't. Bob the pig.
Bob the pig.
Is that Bob?
Is that Bob? When they're reinserting the apple in Preston's ass.
Yeah.
Preston does have a good movie here.
He does. And then we've got...
Duck Hunt. Which is good.
They got significant airtime.
Yeah. I've always wanted to... I couldn't do one of those things because I would die. But I've always wanted to do like The Blob from Heavyweights. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ram Jam.
Ram Jam might be one of my most underrated bits from the whole franchise. Hated Dunn so much.
He fucking hated Dunn.
Like, it didn't matter what the other person was doing until he just said,
fuck you. But Steve-O conveniently got stuck on the fence.
Well, you
Dunn just getting ran by this fucking.
You can see he gets stuck. It's not like he's faking it.
It's not paying any attention to Steve-O.
Exactly.
And then Johnny Knoxville like almost fucking kills himself. It's a fucking thing in his neck. Didn't he hit himself in, like, the Adam's apple with the golf ball or something in the next one?
Oh, God. They're in a racquetball ball court. And
right, and he hits the golf ball and it bounces.
They have buckets on their heads to protect themselves, but the ball somehow manages
like, right,
to hit
Adam's
him in the neck.
Right?
And it's
it was, like, right where his Adam's apple is and stuff. It was awful.
Could have crushed his throat and killed him.
And then...
Bam just loves pissing and pulling his dick out on everything.
The penis camp.
Bam, I think, pisses for half the movie.
Sure.
And it's annoying. He's on my MVP list for that.
He's super hydrated.
All the time.
Most of the time, he had pretty clear piss. I mean, you got to give it to him. You know, that's a good thing.
You know,
injecting a lot of water into his diet.
You know who you do have to give it to is his dad for taking a shit in the middle of a gorilla attack.
The gorilla in the suite. Okay, so that was legit.
I'm putting gorilla on the list.
Man, that was so funny. Gorilla in the suite. Look, he just had to. He's like, it just scared the shit out of him.
Literally, where'd Phil go? They're like, where's Phil? He's had to take shit.
I had to take shit, man. It just started coming, man. What? I mean, I can't blame him because I'd probably do the same thing in that situation. You know who would absolutely do something in that situation? The same thing in that situation?
Rip.
Jillian.
Oh, yeah, Jillian.
She'd be like,
yeah.
Wait, hold on, Mr. Gorilla.
I have to poop. You're so funny.
Just wait.
So I had Pontius on my LVP list because he really doesn't do much in this movie. The helicopter barely counts.
Yeah.
Which is a funny bit. And apparently one of the things they filmed as a pilot for the movie. It's like, look at what we can do with the technology. It's like, really? That's what you choose? He does the scorpion bit with his mouth when he's like the barbarian or something. I think we missed that already.
The
gorilla bit might save him. So there's that, is the gorilla stuff. Then we meet Will the Farter, who I think has to be on the LVP list out of general principle. I just don't like his vibe at all. If you are, like, a professional farter...
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, I mean, cool. You can fart a party... Okay, never mind. As soon as I start talking about it. If you can fart a party favor out, and you can fart a dart...
I could do both those things.
Samantha.
I could.
There's no way.
Give me a party favor. You think I can't?
I love what I've done to you.
Who can't do that, though?
Me, I can't.
You don't fart.
Exactly.
Me, Richard Auggie.
You said who can't?
Me, Richard Auggie, all three of us could do better farts than that guy.
No, Samantha, that guy was literally ripping ass for seconds on end. And also
and
doing impressive.
You've never heard.
I have, but I've never seen Rich fucking put a balloon out with his dart. Because I don't want to see Rich's asshole.
Okay, but you've never asked him. So don't give this guy kudos and say, oh, he's actually not the LVP. He's actually pretty good when you've got three very important people in your life, minimum, who can do things that are much more entertaining.
Well, the out of minimum three people in your life
minimum.
That could fart and do
this. I don't want to discredit anyone else.
Jillian keeps it up.
Yeah, but I don't want to discredit anyone else, but I know the farting caliber of Rich and Augie probably better than most other people in our friend group.
Good for
and
you.
I know myself, obviously. You know myself, obviously.
I do know yourself.
So,
what?
He's going to be the LVP.
Well, this
conversation alone.
No, I have somebody else for LVP. Will the Farter was
fuck
another...
Will the Farter.
Will the Farter was also somebody that was... was the stuff they also were filming for Proof of Concept. What's Invisible Man? I have Invisible Man written down, and I don't remember what it is.
But. I have Invisible Man, too, as well. Oh, it's Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, the fucking wall.
Painted,
oh, my
like,
God.
The wall. The bull still fucked him up.
Well, you see the mark on the fucking thing where his foot hits
from how high
he gets.
Yeah. Yeah, Knoxville really took it.
Knoxville takes fucking beatings in this one.
Yeah.
Then there's more snakes for Bam.
More snakes for Bam.
Which he gets a whole pit of them.
Poor thing.
And terrible, which he deserves after all the Rocky shit and all the pissing he's doing.
Sure. And then, I guess Pontius using his dick as a bat. I didn't put a name. I just said, this guy doing his dick is a bad. I assumed it's Pontius. But you know what? Good for you, man. Dick bat. I mean, you know, and then...
Poo Cocktail Supreme. It's on the list. It's
the absolute grossest.
Steve-O, you ready? No.
It's so gross, though. Like,
it's gross.
I hate even using a porta pot. I won't.
I won't use a porta potty. I will not use. I will piss or shit in my pants before I use a porta potty.
It's but you have to. So you're never gonna go to a music festival or anything like that.
I'll find a fucking bush or something.
No, man, you can't do that. That's public defecation. You can't get arrested.
Well. I ain't using no fucking porta potty. Because I'm going to be thinking that it's going to be... That all of a sudden, our prank war is escalating. It's going to be fucking bungee cords. I'm going to be up in the air.
I'm going to do... I'll take it to that level.
That whole thing is just so... Like, everybody's bananas. Like... throw it up.
Everybody's barfing.
Well, and again, it's another example of they did that. Like, Knoxville says, like, we did the poo cocktail however long. And I think it was just, like, them, like, tipping over or something. And the fact that they now do it with, like... What is that? That's a slingshot.
Yeah, that's a slingshot. But with poop. It's disgusting.
It's so good. And then the explosive ending is fine. I'm just like, just give me Rip Taylor. Come on. Just give me Rip already.
Yeah, just... it was too much.
And then the credits are almost heartwarming in this one. They have, like, families.
Yeah.
You see them as kids.
Yeah, and then
see, like, the journey they've taken. They're singing the song with Weezer, which is referenced in the SNL sketch, which is funny to me.
And did they have the nutball in the credits, too?
Yeah, that's how I was like, that's nutball.
And then I said, oh, nutball came from Jackass. What, my whole life is a lie.
There's no way we didn't mention that.
Yeah, because you guys are just...
No, you were just drunk. Looks like you're paying attention.
Dumb but unoriginal.
I would say we were all done. I'm like, Ryan Dunn is very funny. Yes, we were all done.
Dumb.
This will be the last you see Ryan Dunn.
Unoriginal. Sadly. Oh, I know. Rest
I have him a perpetually on my MVP list because he's always funny, but I think he's ultimately going to go without one here. Because after talking through it, I think it is Steve-O. Steve-O is my MVP for the third one. And then my LVP for the third one, I referenced it earlier, I'm going to try to get him, is fucking Loomis because he is in this movie a lot.
Is he?
Well, you figure he's in Electric. He's just he's a character in Electric Avenue. He's a character in the airplane thing. He breaks his fucking arm or something in that.
Oh, yeah, his clavicle.
And he's fucking everything.
He's a bit distracting.
And, he doesn't look like a normal guy like the rest of them. He looks like a homeless guy.
Like this.
Yeah, he looks like that fucking guy.
That is him.
He doesn't say anything. He doesn't add anything. He doesn't do anything. And he's visually distracting every time he's around. So that's who I was pushing for.
That's who you were pissing for?
I mean, that's who I would like to piss on if I had a choice to piss on somebody. Because he looks like he's been pissed on. I would just kind of pontius and over Will the Farter. Because I don't think any of the principal cast does anything. They all have pretty good movies here. They all get stuff to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think so.
So let's go with Loomis. Unless you have somebody else. I knew that was going to be.
No, that's fine.
Anything else?
No.
Jackass 3.
No.
3D.
No.
So at this, let's rate it. I'm going to give it the same score I gave Jackass number 2. I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I do think they are, I originally was going to have Jackass 3 pegged a little higher than number 2.
Really? Because I thought that you were going to have it lower than 2, because 2 had more... sketches that were on, like, your list that got funny bone,
so,
et cetera.
So, for the first movie right now, I have 2 top contenders, Butterbean and The Car X-Ray. For number 2, I have 6. The Valentine, Electric Stool, B-Limo, Riot Test, Anaconda Ball Pit, and Terror Taxi. From this one, I got 5. High Five, The Mini Bar, Lamborghini Toothpull, The Gorilla, and Poo Cocktail Supreme. But I think what it makes up for in bits... Like I said, I think it's a better movie, so it kind of balances it out in terms of the technology and the effort and, like, kind of like the genius that went into this movie to make it 10 years after the original one so much more elevated, like, takes a lot. So that's why I'm giving it the same score. I'm giving it 8.5.
You've convinced me. Mm-hmm. I'll give it an 8.5 as well.
The fact that I got you to give a Jackass movie an 8.5 is one of my biggest accomplishments, not just on this podcast, but maybe in life in general, in our relationships.
So. Okay, I look forward to poo cocktailing you.
If anything, I'll be...
It's payback.
As I come down from that porta potty and you are gagging and retching and I'm covered in shit, I'll be like...
No, I'm not going
to
be there.
You know, oh, God, I was...
I'm going to coordinate it from a distance.
I would be like, you know what? Fucking you got me.
Yeah, great.
So, I put the butt chug over here because I do think the butt chug count.
No, it's...
And sweatsuit cocktails also, the fart mask.
Okay.
Look at all these phrases.
Please stop. Please stop.
The rusty trombone and the alligator fuck house. Those aren't things. That's from 40 Old Virgin. So next week, when we return from our cruise, we will knock out Bad Grandpa and Jackass Forever, and then you'll be done. Well, now I want to go back and I want to show you the show.
No.
I'll find, like, certain... Like, there's not too many from the show that, like, you should really see. They did... Well, they once did... They went to a fertility clinic and all, like, got their sperm count tested, and it's a pretty funny bit. You don't see them do it or anything, or, like, any... You know, it's just them... Like, all in the waiting room, like, making jokes and wondering, like, who's best and who's worse or whatever. There's, my favorite was when they did the milk challenge and the egg challenge. That's just a very, very puke-heavy one, obviously. There's some other stuff. So, maybe, you know, I'll put a tape together for you.
Cool. As long as it's a VHS.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that next week. Actually, on the 25 Lame that we were watching on the VHS, right before it, is an episode of Jackass.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Johnny Knox went to the town of Myanus, and it's just a lot of wordplay around Myanus. Because a lot of famous people have houses there, like Mel Gibson. Oh, Mel Gibson has a town in Myanus. It's just, you know, stuff I found funny when I was 14.
Stuff that you still find funny at 37.
100%. Anything else? So thus far, Johnny Knoxville, Wee Man, and Steve-O have been our MVPs, and Dave England... Manny Puig and Loomis Fall have been our LVPs, and our scores have been a 5, an 8, and an 8.5. So we will wrap that up next week. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Merry Movies. We encourage you, as always, go to arcadeaudio.net for this podcast and the others in our network of shows. Rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Patreon.com/arcadeaudio for bonus content. Facebook.com/MerryMovies, at MerryWMovies on Twitter. MerryMovies@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of the show. For me, at your host, Mullet38 on Instagram. For you,
at Jam with your Sam.
And we will, by the time you're hearing this, we will return from our cruise and we'll talk all about it next week, along with the last two Jackass movies. And then we'll get around to the other stuff that's in our backlog, like the Top Gun franchise, and Some Like It Hot, and B Movie, and The Prince of Egypt, which actually will probably be pretty soon.
Both the B Movie and Prince of Egypt, probably. Because we could watch them a jillion.
Yay.
For a Mullet.
This is Mullet.
Signing out for this week's episode of Married with Movies. We'll catch you next time on our couch.
/ the movies. See, now I want a B movie where it's like, you know.
Bees?
Well, no, I want a...
Bee tether?
No, yeah, I want Jerry Seinfeld as the bees in the tether ball. Or the bees have a really big part in Jackass Forever. They have a pretty gnarly bit with Steve-O that's...
Cool.
Can't wait for you to see it. Blech. I can. It's not involved poop or, you know.
Okay.
It's still gross.
But bees make me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
I mean, there are some people who like bees.
They're stupid.
Bees?
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.